Go.
This meeting is being recorded.
Lord, again, we are thankful for all your goodness to us.
主啊，我们再次非常感恩，因为是感恩你所有的美善对我们。
We had a good lunch and we thank you for providing for our daily needs.
我们都有很好的午餐，我们也非常感恩您给我们提供我们每天所需要的。
And Lord, we're heading into the rest of the summer, and we don't understand a lot of things, Lord. We're just praying that you're going to lead us, guide us, and bless us.
主要我们知道我们已经进入了夏季，我们不知道到底夏季会怎么样，但是我们祷告，求您呢领导我们，引导我们，帮助我们，赐福给我们。
And our prayer, Lord, is that also you will make us a blessing.
我们的祷告也是您让我们成为其他人的福气。
So help us and teach us and bless us this afternoon as we study your truths together.
也求您呢帮助我们教导我们赐福给我们当我们学习您的真理的时候。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Well, very good. We've been in 2 Peter, and Peter is basically saying, listen, what we've been teaching you is the truth.
我们在学彼得后书，真理，彼得基本上说呢，我教导你们的就是真理。
Don't deviate. Don't slow down. Don't stop. Don't change.
所以呢，不要去找其他的替代的，也不要停止，也不要去转向别的。
He said there are two great reasons why we know it's true. Number one, Peter says, I saw the glory of heaven.
这里有几个原因呢，那个彼得告诉我们为什么他告诉我们的是真理。第一个呢，就是说他看到了神的荣耀。
And number two, the prophecies of the Bible are true.
第二个呢，就是在圣经里的那些预言呢，都是真的。
In substantiation of that,He says that the false prophets are clearly false.
然后呢，他对比来讲呢，那些假教师呢，他这是真的假。
But the ultimate prophecy is that the earth will be destroyed. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. And that's what we're looking forward to.
这个呢就是说呢预言的最终的一个预言就是地球和天呢天地都要废去我们会有一个新天新地这就是我们所盼望
的。All right, well, let's carry on then. Peter has explained all this and we're going to start studying now his conclusion. We'll just look at the last two paragraphs.
然后呢我们就开始呢彼得要开始讲这里呢实际上给他所有讲的做一个总结就是前面讲的几个段落。
He says in verse 14, So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him.
第十节是说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事儿，就当殷勤使自己没有玷污、无可指摘、安然见主。
Spotless is a beautiful picture of appearance.
这个呢，就是你没有玷污呢，是一个很美的一个画面，在你的外表呢是。
Make sure that your life is such that you always look good.In the eyes of the Savior and in the eyes of those who are trying to understand the truth of the Savior.
你要确保就是说你的外观呢外表看起来呢在主的救主的眼里是美的，也对那些试图来寻求主的救主的人的眼里也是美好。
And number two, we want to be blameless in the sense that we don't want any, evil reports to come to us that are substantiated against us and therefore bring the repute of the Lord into question.
这里面呢实际上呢无可指摘，无可指摘我们要确保在我们的人生里没有那些人家可以看到的那些污点，让别人来对我们的救主的名誉产生疑问。
And number three, we are to be at peace with him and with all, sometimes when there is sin or bitterness or rebellion in the heart, we're just not living peaceably with the Savior.
第三个呢就是我们要安然见主，有时候呢在我们心里呢有一些那些犯罪感，有一些那些什么那些，就是要确保在我们的内心里我们有那些苦毒的时候，有那些罪恶感的时候，有其他的一些难处的时候，我们要有平安在主里。
Then he goes on in verse 15, he says, bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation.
第十五节说呢，并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由。
Why didn't the Lord solve all the world's problems yesterday?
为什么主会解决呢世界上所有的问题，昨天去解决呢？
Why didn't the Lord solve all your problems yesterday?
为什么主不解决你昨天所有的问题呢？
And the reason is that the Lord's patience implies salvation. The Lord is looking to the world to bring more people to salvation. And the Lord is patient with us in order to effect more clearly the blessings of our salvation.
这里呢是主的恒久忍耐呢，他的恒久忍耐是为了让所有有更多的人呢得到救恩，也是让我们得到救恩的人呢里面有更多的赐福给我们。
So the reason that the Lord doesn't answer our prayers immediately is because he isGot better things in mind for us.
就是主呢没有垂听我们的祷告，他没有立即垂听的话呢，是因为主有最好的、更好的东西给我们。
Now he says, this is not something new or different. This is exactly what Paul wrote, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote to you with the wisdom that God gave him.
这个呢他刚才讲的呢不是什么新的东西，就像就是我们所亲爱的弟兄保罗一样，他也是照着所赐给他的智慧写信了给你们。
So Paul isn't saying that Peter isn't saying that I'm the only one who's telling you this. He's saying if you read the writings of PaulYou'll reach the same conclusion based on the same kind of facts that I have written to you.
使徒彼得这里基本上说了，我不是那个唯一写信给你们告诉这些真理的人。如果你去读那个是保罗弟兄写给你们的信，你看看他所在里面所讲的一些事实，你同样可以得出同样的结论。
Peter is not saying, I've got all the truth. He's saying, Paul is full of the truth of God as well. Listen to him.
所以呢彼得说呢，我不光是我得到了神的真理，那么 保罗也得到了神的真理，你们也要听他的。
Now verse 16, he writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. Let his letters contain some things that are hard to understand.
第十六节说呢，他一切的信上也都是讲了，这是信中有些难明白的。那无学问的不坚固的人强解如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉能。
And you've noticed that sometimes when you read what Paul has written in the Bible, you say, boy, I find that hard to understand.
你同样说同样的话，因为你说有时候呢，在圣经里读到使徒保罗所写的一些话呢，我发现呢也很难理解。
Don't be surprised.A lot of people find it hard to understand. You're just like one of them.
不要感到奇怪，因为说很多的人都发现这些话很难理解，你跟他们是一样。
Now, Peter is saying some people, when they read the Apostle Paul, end up with the wrong theology, the wrong teaching. They take the teaching of Paul.And they twist it, and they torture it, and they make it say something else.
那么他说你要记住，记住呢，有些那些假教师呢，他讲假道的时候呢，他把那个保罗的一些观点拿出来以后，他们强解，然后呢，做出他们有益对他们自己有利的事，去教导一些别的事情。
And so you and I are very skeptical when we see somebody taking the scripture, putting it in a different context, saying, but it doesn't really mean that. What it means is this. You say, uh-oh, these people, these false teachers are trying to twist and turn the word of God. Don't listen. Don't be deceived.
你们你我呢，当我们听到这样的教导的时候呢，你会要警觉，你会发现当他们把这些东西使徒保罗观点拿出来，他们讲一些别的东西，不是圣经里的东西呢，你说哦，这些事儿肯定是对的，错的。所以呢，不要去听他们的，他们是一些假教师，他们在讲一些别的东西，你们不要听他的。
All right, the problem is that.These people don't just twist the truth that Paul wrote. They twist the truth of all other scripture too. They continually go to scripture and then twist it just a little in order that it says what they want it to say rather than what the Spirit of God wants it to say.
你们会发现呢，他们不光是拿使徒保罗讲过的话去来强解，他们同样呢也是从圣经里其他的经文他们拿出来一点，然后他们就去强解一些，说是呢这些东西对他们自己有好处，他们这些事情呢实际上是让他们自己说的，他们强解的经文而不是神的圣灵所要讲的。
But you'll noticeThat Peter puts the writings of Paul on the same level as the other scriptures.
而且呢，要注意到那个使徒彼得呢，把那个使徒保罗写的信和其他的圣经呢是放在同等位置。
He doesn't say the other scriptures, they're from God. Paul is just writing what he's writing.Nor does he say Paul is right and the other scriptures are not right. He says they're both scripture, they're both from God.
使徒彼得他并没有说是说其他的那些经文呢是圣经写的是神的话。使徒保罗只是写他自己想写的，他也没有说使徒保罗写的是神的话，然后那些呢不是真的是错的。他说的呢，所有的圣经和使徒保罗写的信，他们都是从神来的。
So how do we know the Old Testament is true? One of the reasons is Jesus quoted from it, and he authenticated it.
我们怎么知道旧约的经文是真的，是真的呢？其中一个原因是因为主耶稣基督他引用了他们，他证明了他们是真的。
How do we know that the writings of Paul are true?
所以我们怎么知道使徒保罗所写的是真理呢？
Answer, Peter says that they're true. Peter authenticated them.
答案就是彼得说使徒保罗写的是真理，因为彼得让他成为真的。
So it's very encouraging that the Bible says not only this part is true, but the Bible says the other parts are true too. They are self-endorsing.
这个呢其实是呢在那个圣经呢它非常有趣的，它不光是说呢圣经这一部分说那一部分是真的，那一部分呢说这一部分真的，所以圣经呢它的每一部分呢都互相的印证。
Now notice the last line of verse 26 says that these people who twist the scriptures and make them say what they want to say, they do this to their own destruction.
大家记住16节后面所讲的，说是那无知的不坚固的人强解又如强解别的经文一样，就自取灭亡。
And the result then of taking the scriptures and forcing them to say something that they do not say, the person who does that to his own destruction.
这个呢，基本上讲的呢，就是这些人呢，把那些经文拿出来去讲，经文本来不是的那样的意思。他们这样强解经文，把那个经文解成自己的意思呢，是自取灭亡。
Okay, so all that says, don't fight against the truth of God. You rest in that truth, and the blessing of the Lord will be upon you.
这里呢说呢，不要去和神的真理去对抗，你要是在神的真理里得了安息，那么神的赐福呢就会落在你身上。
All right, and now the conclusion to the conclusion of Peter's epistle is verse 17.
结论呢就是在彼得后书里，彼得的书信里面呢，就是第十七节。
He says, therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position.
第十七节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上堕坠落。
So he's saying, first of all, you already know this.
他说，首先呢，你们所有的人都已经知道了这些。
Somebody said, I stopped going to church because I already know what they say.
有些人说呢，我不再去教会呢，因为我已经知道了他们要讲的东西。
Why do we keep teaching at the assembly truth that you already know?
为什么我们在教会里呢，一直教导你已经知道的真理呢？
And the answer is twofold. Number one, you really don't know it as well as we should. We need to be reminded.
这个第一个原因呢，就是说呢，你其实你并不是说你对那些真理已经到了你应该明白的那样一个明白的程度上，这就是为什么我们一直来提醒你这样的真理。
But number two, the repetition of the truth is good for us.It causes us to remember, and as we remember, we do what is right.
这个第二个呢，就是不断的重复教导他这样的真理的话呢，会让你在你的记忆里让你记住，当你记住了以后呢，你就会去做正确的事情。
You've heard it before, so be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men.
第十七节说呢，你知道的这些事呢，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错误带离。
If you forget, it's easy to be carried away into problem.
如果呢你忘记了，你就很容易被这些错误带离了。
Therefore, don't forget.
所以呢，不要忘记。
What we do is we hear it and we hear it and we hear it again, and then we say, "I'm going to do it. I'm going to do what's right."
这个呢，就是我们要做的，就是我们听到了，我们再听到了。我们听到了，再听，再听，听多了呢，我们就知道去做正确的事情。
And then the last conclusion is, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
最后的结论呢，第十八节说，你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
We hear all these things so that we add to our faith.So that we keep on growing.
我们听到了这样的一些真理呢，我们就加到我们的信心里面，加在我们信心里头呢，我们就保持成长。
We all expect to be stronger, more mature believers, more like Jesus Christ next year than we were last year. We always want to grow.
我们都要成为强大的、更加成熟的基督徒。我们要越来越像我们的主耶稣基督。我们今年呢，要比去年呢更成熟。我们要更的像我们的主。
All right, the problem then could be that we might forget and grow backwards. No, we want to grow forward. We want to grow.In the grace and the knowledge of our Lord.
那个问题是呢，我们可能退步，我们可能一步步往后退，我们不要退步，我们要进步，我们要在我们的主耶稣基督里的知识和恩典里成长。
We would all like to get more of the grace of God. We say, Lord, if you've got lots of good things to give us, please give us.More, give us all. We don't want just some of your love. Lord, you keep increasing your love toward us.
如果我们想要从神那里得到更多的恩典呢，我们就跟主说呢，主啊，如果您有更多的好东西，求您给我们，我们要得到更多的从你那里来的益处。我们要得到你更多的爱，我们不是是说只想得到一部分从你得来那里来的益处，也不是一部分您的爱，我们需要的是您的全部的爱，你给我们多点多点。
But the two go together. The increased grace comes with increased knowledge. They grow up together.
这两个呢，实际上他们是相辅相成的。如果你的恩典，神给我们恩典加深的话呢，那么你的知识也会成长，两个一起上去。
Some of us might even say, "I'd like more grace. I just don't want more knowledge."
有些人说呢，我想要更多的恩典，但是我却不想要学更多的知识。
God says, "No, the two go together. You need more grace."You need more knowledge. As you get to know God better, His grace gets to flow to you easier and in greater capacity.
实际上神说呢，那不是这样的。如果你想要更多的恩典呢，你就要有更多的知识。你知道的神越多呢，神的知识呢，神的恩典呢，在降在你身上就越多。他们两个是同时成长的，然后呢，它的容量是都是在增加的。
Now, it's possible for us to say, I'm not sure that I want all that additional knowledge. Getting knowledge is hard. You went to university and you had to study hard. You study the truth of God, and to get the more grace, you've got to put out in order to get the more knowledge.
这个呢，有时候对我们来说很容易说呢，你要得到更多的知识呢，是有点难的。就像你要是学更多的知识的话，但你要去大学里学习，你的大学的学习呢，你那个学到知识呢，就是会越难越难，你要越难越努力。所以呢，我们就说我们要学到神的知识呢，我们也要付出极大的努力。
And all of this, the last sentence.In order that God get glory both now and forever. That's what it's all about.
这个前面讲的所有的一切呢，就是一个目的，就是要让神从现在一直到永恒里得到荣耀。
Doesn't matter whether I have get grace and knowledge. Doesn't matter whether I'm happy. Doesn't matter.What does matter is that God gets glory. That's the most important thing.
这个呢，不管说是我们的，得没得到恩典，不管说我们有没有知识得到，有没有知识得到，这些呢其实是，不是最重要的。最重要的呢是神要得到荣耀，这就是所有的一切。
All right, so that's our study of the book of 2 Peter, and probably now is a good time for any questions that you may have on this delightful little book. Just 3 chapters, but much to bring glory to God and assurance to our own hearts.
这里呢就是大概就是我们现在学到的这一封非常的令人欣慰的书信。这书信是不长，只有三章呢，所有的呢就是说呢，又把荣耀带给神，给我们的心里带来保障。你们大家如果可能有问题也可以问。
Any questions?
所以大家有没有任何的问题要问？
I have no question, but I have a comment.
Good.
I think the letter is very beautiful. The letter itself is a miracle, because I think Peter is a fisherman. How can he write a so beautiful letter? That's right.
All right, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch all of that.
Yeah, I said Peter is a fisherman.
Yep.
A fisherman. I think, generally speaking, a fisherman, he maybe cannot write or read. So he wrote a so beautiful letter that is a miracle.
Yes, I think it's a miracle, but it's not a unique miracle.It's the same kind of miracle that God does in your heart and my heart and everyone else's heart.
老安刚讲的就是说呢，使徒彼得呢，他只是个渔夫，这书信呢写得非常美，所以对于一个渔夫来说，写这么美的书信呢，应该是个奇迹。安瑞的意思就是说呢，这个奇迹也不是说唯一的奇迹。这些所这个奇迹就像是神在我们每个人的内心里所行的奇迹是一样的。
Now, Vic, you're not the only one who pointed that out. Acts chapter 4. Turn with me to Acts chapter 4.
因为老王你不是唯一一个指出这个的，大家可以翻到使徒行传的第4章。
Acts chapter 4, and we'll just read together one verse, verse 13.
使徒行传第四章我们要读一节经文就是第十三节
The religious leaders arrested Peter and John and the other disciples.
当时的宗教领导人呢他们逮捕了彼得、约翰和其他的一些门徒们。
Verse 13 says, Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, I'm reading from the King James Version, when they learned they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. They said, That's a miracle. These men are just fishermen. How can they speak so powerfully?
刚才他读的是国王钦定版的，他是这个意思，他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问、无知的人，就稀奇。他们说呢，这确实是个奇迹，因为他们这些人只是些愚民、无知的愚民。
And that's what people will say of you. They'll say, you're just how do you know? How can you know the truth of God? You've never been to a seminary, a Bible school. How do you know the truth of God? You're just an ordinary man.
这就是有些人呢，他看你们的，看你们是一样的，说你们怎么可能知道这样的真理？你又没有上过神学院，你又没有去上过圣经学校，你怎么能知道这么多的神的真理？
But verse 13 goes on and says, They not only marveled, they took knowledge of Peter and John that they had been with Jesus.
然后呢，第十三节接着说呢，他们不光是稀奇，但是他们认出来了，他们是跟过耶稣的。
How did Peter get the extra knowledge? How did he get the ability to preach? He had been with Jesus.
那个使徒彼得他们怎么得到的那些额外的知识呢？他怎么知道怎么去讲道呢？是因为他们跟从过主耶稣。
Okay, any other comments and questions?
所以还有其他的一些你自己的看法还有问题吗？
Roy, 麻烦你帮我问一下第二章二十节。
第二章是
吗？二十章二十节。
二章二十节。
对。
对。你是问题是什么？
我问题是说这里讲的就是说得救的基督徒如果又被罪缠住的话，他的境况比以前更不好了。那是不是说，就是说神不会原谅这对得救的基督徒，如果再犯罪的话，神对他的惩罚是不是更严重？
因为神不会原谅他们是吧？
对，
或者惩罚更重是吧？
对。
So Sandy's question is in chapter 2 verse 20.Second Peter chapter 2 verse 20. The verse 20 says, if they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ and are again entangled in it and overcome the worst of that end and then they were.At the beginning. So Sandy's question is about that if some saved Christian, they did something wrong again, that means the Lord will not forgive them or they will get more punishment than them.
That's a very difficult question, Sunny.And it's a question that people return to often.
So, 这里呢，三姐，这是一个很难的问题，也是人们经常会问的一个问题。
There are some people who know about the truth of God. And they pretend to follow it for a while, And then they turn away.
有些人呢，他们呢，就说他们知道一些神的真理，然后他们假装呢去顺服神的真理，跟随神的真理，然后再过了一段时间呢，他们就转离了神。
And when we see them, we have a hard time knowing whether they really believe it.
但是呢，当我们看见他的时候呢，我们很难知道他们到底是信还是不信。
And even they often have a hard time knowing whether they did ever believe it.
就算是那些人呢，他们也很难知道他们自己到底信了没有。
So the little word in verse 20 is knowing, and it's possible to know something in your head, but not believe it in your heart, not obey it in your heart.
这里的呢，在这节经文里讲到呢，就是认识，就知道的话呢，大概可能就是他们在他们大脑里知道，但是并没有在内心里相信。
So these people, we believe them, would know about the Lord Jesus, but never did know him personally. They never were saved. They, after it's all over,They are worse off than if they'd never known because they now have the responsibility of acting on what they know.
因为这里讲到的这些经文呢，实际上呢，就是说呢，这些人呢，他们知道一些关于主的知识，但是呢，他们却从来没有信，他们也从来没有得救。所以呢，对于这些人来说呢，因为他们知道了这些知识，他们知道了他们该知道的、该去怎么反应的这样的知识，他们却没有做出反应。所以这样的人呢，他们是没有得救的。所以在最后，他们的惩罚呢会更大。
Back to John chapter 10, please.
来到约翰福音的第十章。
John chapter 9.
Yeah, we need your job.
And verse 40 says, Some Pharisees who were with the Lord Jesus heard this saying and said, What, are we blind too? Jesus said, If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see,Your guilt remains.
第约翰福音第九章第四十节、第四十一节是这样说的：同他在那里的有些法利赛人听见这话，就对他说：“我们也是瞎子吗？”耶稣对他们说：“你们若是瞎子，就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。”
They would have been better off.To have never heard than to hear and reject. If they had never heard, they could say, I didn't know. But because they had heard and they did know, their sin was more serious.
这里讲到的呢，就是说呢，如果他们从来没有听见过，他们也从来没有知道过，所以这样呢，反倒好一些，因为他们知道了，他们又拒绝了，这样呢，他们的罪就更加严重，比他们不知道，就说他可以说我不知道啊，但是呢，现在他们没有这个借口了，他们知道，所以他们罪会更重。
Now God has given us the example, many examples in the Bible, but the well-known example of King David.
神在我们在圣经里给了我们很多很多的例子，实际上最著名的一个例子就是大卫王的例子。
And you'll remember that in the matter with David and Bathsheba and Uriah the Hittite, David very definitely did sin.
大家都记得在那个大卫王和八十八还是乌利亚里面这件事情里面。大卫呢，那他是真真实实的犯了罪。
So the question was, did he lose his salvation?
问题是呢，他失去了他的救恩吗？
And the answer is no. He turned away from what he knew, but he didn't lose his salvation. He was one of God's sheep, and God's sheep are together all the time. No one can pluck the sheep out of Jesus' hand and the Father's hand.
所以实际上大卫王呢，他没有失去他的救恩，因为他转离了他的罪，然后呢，他是羊，神的羊，他在呢主耶稣基督的手里，他也在神的父神的手里，所以呢，主耶稣父神呢抓得紧紧的，他不会从，没有人可以从那个两只大手里夺去。
So David did not lose his salvation, but David did lose much because of his sin.
大卫王呢并没有失去他的救恩，但是呢大卫王因为他的这项罪呢，却失去了很多东西。
Remember, in the story, Nathan the prophet told him about a man who had stolen somebody's sheep.
大家记住，在这个故事里面呢，那个拿单呢，那个先知呢，来跟大卫王说呢，有人失去了他的羊。
And David said,that man should restore fourfold.
那个大卫王说呢，那个偷别人羊的人呢，应该四倍的偿还。
And David took Uriah's life, but he paid fourfold in his own family.
那个大卫王当时呢，夺去了乌利亚的生命。但是在他的家人里呢，有四个人为他偿而死了。
David lost four sons. First of all, the son that was born to Bathsheba. Secondly, Amnon, his son. Thirdly, Absalom. Fourthly, Adonijah. All four of David's sons were prematurely killed, and we believe as a consequence.Of this sin. David didn't lose his salvation, but he did suffer the penalty.
大卫王呢，实际上呢，他失去了四个儿子。第一个儿子呢，就是他和那个八十八头生的一个儿子。第二个儿子就是埃勒浪，第二个儿子。第三个呢，就是亚沙龙。第四个呢，还有一个儿子，名字我记得，反正他有四个儿子。我们相信他这四个儿子的都是因为大卫王跟八十八通奸之间罪所产生的后果。大卫王并没有失去他的救恩，但是他却为此承担了后果。
David Jeremiah, the radio preacher, told this story the other day.
那个叫一个大卫杰尔曼亚的是另外一个人，他在收音机里给大家讲了这么一个故事。
He said when he was a teenager, his father got a beautiful brand new car.
他当他还是个青少年的时候呢，他的父亲有一个崭新的一个非常漂亮的一辆车。
His father really loved the car, and David was very, very pleased with the car.
他的父亲呢非常非常喜欢那辆车，然后呢，大卫呢，那个大卫杰尔麦亚他也很喜欢那辆车。
David didn't have a driver's license, but he did know how to drive.
当时呢，那个大卫呢，杰尔麦亚呢，他没有驾照，但是他知道怎么开车。
His father and mother went away for a couple of days, left David at home, and left the keys to the car at home.
然后呢，他的父母呢有一次出去了，出去呢那把那个大卫呢留一个人留在家里，留在家里，当时那个车和车钥匙也都留在家里。
So David said, "Well, that's a really nice car. I think I'd like to drive it." So he took the keys. And took the car out for a little drive.
然后呢，大卫说呢，心想说这个车呢很好的一辆车，我想呢，开着它出去转一下，所以他拿了车呢，把那个拿了钥匙，把那个行车开出去转了。
And as he was going along, something went wrong, and he had an accident, not with another car, but he drove it off the road. He had an accident with that car, and the car got badly wrinkled.
然后呢，实际上当时他开车的时候呢，就出现了一些问题，开那问题出了一个车祸。他车祸呢，不是说是跟别的车撞了。他是开到那个路上去了，开到路肩上去了，然后那个车呢就损坏了。
He said when his father came back, he saw the car, he looked at David, and he said, David, did you do that?
然后他就想呢，如果他的父亲回来了，看见这辆车的话，他就会问大卫说，大卫，这是你干的吗？
And David said, yes, yes, I did. I shouldn't have, but I did.
他们说那对对是我干的，我本来不应该这么做，但是我确实做了。
His father didn't say anything for a day or two, and then the two of them decided they would talk about it.
然后呢，当时呢，他的父亲呢，一句话也没说。几天以后呢，他们两个决定呢，应该谈一谈。
And David said to his father,Father, would you please forgive me? I know I shouldn't have done it. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?
然后大卫呢就跟他的父亲说呢，爸爸，你能不能原谅我？我知道我不该那么做，但是呢，请你原谅我。
And his father was an outstanding godly man, and he gave him a godly answer, and it went like this. He said, yes.I will forgive you, and you will pay for the repairs on that car.
然后他的父亲呢是一个非常杰出的属神的敬虔的人，所以呢他给出了他呢一个敬虔的答案。他说呢，我可以原谅你，但是呢，你所有的修车的费用必须你来付。
That's what God said to David. He sinned. And Nathan the prophet said, David, you are forgiven and the sword will not depart from your house forever.
这就是神通过那个先知拿单给大卫王说的，说大卫王你会被宽恕，但是呢刀剑却永远不会离开你的家。
Was David forgiven? Yes, he's in heaven today.
那么大卫王他被饶恕了吗？当然，他今天他就在天堂。
Was there a punishment for it?
那你有一些惩罚对他吗？
And in part the answer is yes. Israel's almost at war with somebody every day.
这个呢答案是是的，当今的以色列呢今天呢几乎是天天和其他人有战争。
There's probably no country in the world who is under more constant threat of war than the country of Israel.
当今世界上呢没有任何一个国家像以色列那样天天都有战争的威胁。
So, Sonny, that's a partial answer to your question. Does it help? Is there a further question?
这是对三姐的问题的一个部分的答案。我不知道这个对你有没有帮助，或者你有进一步的问题要问。
Thank you, Ohio.
Any other questions or comments?
大家还有没有其他的问题和自己的一些看法？
All right. So the book of Peter is followed up by the three epistles of John.
那个彼得的书信以后呢， 接着是三封约翰，使徒约翰的信。
The word epistle is an interesting word. It's really just a word for letter.
这里呢，这个书信的这个 epistle 这个字呢，就是单词，非常有趣的。它实际上就是信那个 letter 的一个词义。
The Greek word for a letter is an epistle, and it is used in English just in particular to describe the letters that we read in the Bible.
实际上呢，这个 epistle 呢，它是个希腊文字。希腊文字呢，它当真的就是跟我们英语里面这个 letter 的这个字是一个意思，就是说呢，这里尤其指呢这个 epistle 是指在圣经里的书信。
The Apostle John actually wrote three types of Bible sections for us.
实际上这个使徒约翰呢，他在圣经里呢写了三类不同的文章在里面。
He wrote the Gospel of John.
他写了约翰福音。
He wrote the Epistles of John.
他写了约翰的书信。
And he wrote the Book of Revelation.
然后他写了启示录。
In summary, the Gospel of John tells us what Jesus did.
然后呢，总结的呢讲，总的来说呢，在那个约翰福音里告诉我们主耶稣基督做了什么。
And we read and believe that in order that we can have our sins forgiven and we can be born again.
我们呢，读了以后，我们相信了以后呢，这样呢。我们的罪就可以得到赦免，如果我们相信的话，我们就会重生。
The book of Revelation is all about the future, not the past of what Jesus did. It's all about the future of what Jesus is going to do.
这个启示录呢，所有的都是讲未来要发生的事情，是告诉我们主耶稣基督将要做的事。
Because of what Jesus did in the past, we get saved, we get new life.
因为呢，主在过去所做的事情呢，我们得救了，我们得到了新的生命。
Because of what Jesus is going to do in the future, we say, this is marvelous. We have hope, we have expectancy, we have a knowledge of the future, because John wrote us about that.
因为主耶稣基督将要做的事呢，所以呢，我们有了盼望，我们有了期待，我们期待呢，就是说将来呢，主要做的事情都属于我们现在去做的。
But John wrote these three epistles, and he wrote them in order to tell us how we live today.
然后呢，使徒约翰呢，给我们写了这三封书信。这三封书信呢，就是来告诉我们，我们今天应该怎么活。
What is Jesus doing today? He's living with, he's helping, he's encouraging, he's building, he's doing it all today for the great future.
那么主耶稣基督现在在做什么呢？他现在是在建立，他现在是在鼓励我们，是在准备所有的将来要发生的事情。
So we have before us now the Epistle of John, the first epistle, five chapters, and we're going to start reading there to find out how we should be living.
然后呢，今天是约翰一书，约翰一书呢一共有五章。这五章呢，那告诉我们，我们今天呢，应该怎么样去活。
All right, I'm going to read the first paragraph, verses 1-4.
我准备读一下第一段，就是1-4节。
It says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched,This we proclaim concerning the word of life, the life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make your joy complete.
第刚才他读的是约翰一书的一到四节，第一节说，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见所看见亲眼看过亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。第三节，我们将所见的所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。第四节，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
Now you remember Peter says, I'm not telling you something that's just a little fable. He says, I saw the glory of God on the mountain. I saw Moses and Elijah. It's all very real. And the prophecies are all very real.
大家记得在那个彼得前书的彼得告诉过他们说，我现在告诉你们的事情并不是编出来的，因为我看见了主耶稣基督的荣耀，我看见了摩西和以利亚他们从天上下来，所以我给你们讲的都是真的。
John is saying, now you got to believe me too. This is why you believe me. I saw the Lord Jesus Christ from the beginning. I knew where he came from. I knew it all from the beginning.
这个呢，就是说，使徒约翰同样也是这样说的，说为什么你们也要相信我呢？因为我从最开始我就知道了主耶稣，我就认识了他，我知道他从哪里来的，我知道他是谁，我亲眼见过。
He says, number one, we have heard all about Jesus. He said, I listened to that man for over 3 years. I heard almost all his sermons. I heard almost all his conversations. I talked to him privately at great length many times.
然后呢，使徒约翰呢说呢，首先是我听见的，我和主耶稣基督在一起呢差不多三年多呢，我听过他所有的讲道，我跟他聊过天，我跟他私下的谈过，我和他说过话，所以呢我知道他所做的一切。
Now he says, not only did I hear it, but I saw it. I was watching him. I watched during the miracles.I watched the day, during the day. I watched at night. I watched in the problems. I was watching, 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 watching.
那他继续说呢，我不光听见了主耶稣基督所说的一切，我更是看见了他。我看见了他所行的神迹。我白天看见他，我晚上也看见他。我看见他在有麻烦问题的时候，我看见他。所有的任何时候他所做的一切我都看见。
All right, the next line is, which we have looked at.
这个呢就是我们亲眼看过的下一句说。
What's the difference between what you see and what you look at?
这个呢就是你看见过的和你亲眼看见过的有什么区别呢？
Well, what you see is often somewhat casual. What you look atis what you actually study in your observation.
那实际上呢就是说你就看看看看，实际上呢就是不是非常正式的看。我这 注意去看呢？这个就是说呢，你非常仔细的去看看呢，你去研究看这个你看见的东西到底是什么样。
Trying to illustrate it now, sometimes a scientist will observe something, and then he says, I'm going to study that.
然后呢，我就举个例子，有时候呢，那个科学家看见了一些什么东西，然后他就说呢，我准备要来研究这个东西。
The discoverer of penicillin. That ability to fight bacteria that are attacking the body.
这个呢，当时呢，发明了这个盘尼西林。盘尼西林呢，这个药物呢，是为了对抗那个身体里的某项病毒的。
And he just noticed one day that where there was some mold at the end of a petri dish.And the bacteria were over here. He noticed that where the mold was, the bacteria were dead. He just noticed that.
然后呢，他去看见了，观察到呢，看见到呢，有一个长了霉菌的地方，不管在哪里长了霉菌呢，那个细菌呢，碰到那个霉菌呢就死了，所以他看见了那个东西。
Then he said, I think I'm going to study that.And so he looked at it more closely.
然后呢，他就说呢，我现在呢，我要观察这个了，我要研究这个，所以他就更细致的来观察这些事情。
And it was looking at it more closely that resulted in the preparation of penicillin, which is a marvelous medicine.In our day, it went from observing it to looking at it.
然后呢，他通过仔细的观察研究这些霉菌呢，最终呢，他发明了青霉素。这个青霉素呢，在当今世界上呢，是极其有效也很神奇的一个药物。所以这个药物的发明呢，是通过先看看，然后仔细观察研究，最后发明了这个药物。
The Apostle John probably heard many people say, well, Jesus looks good, but actually he's not really good. We talked about it this morning. Some people said he's just a liar, you know.Some people said he's working under the devil, you know. Some people say he's a little bit crazy, you know.
因为实际上呢，这个使徒约翰呢，他大概听到了很多说关于主耶稣基督是个很人这样的，但是呢，他可能也听到呢很多说主耶稣基督不好，说他的坏话的。有些人说呢他是个疯子，有些人呢说他是个撒谎的。有些人说呢，他被魔鬼附着，为鬼工作，就像我们今天早晨所学的那样。
So I think John said, I'm going to look at this more closely. Some people say he's a liar, I'm going to check. And he checked and said, no, he's not a liar. Some people said he's crazy. John said, well, I'll check that out. And he looked very closely, said, that man's not crazy.More sane than anybody I ever met. Then he says, well, maybe he's demon possessed. And so he looked more closely. He said, no, he's not demon possessed. It's the spirit of God, not the spirit of the devil who's in him.
因为使徒约翰说呢，我如果听到了这么多东西呢，我要去仔细的观察一下，我要仔细的研究一下。然后他主意仔细观察主耶稣的言行以后呢，他说他不是一个撒谎的人。第二个呢，他又去观察呢，说有些人说他疯了，他说他不是疯子，因为他是我见过的最理智的人，他的所有言行都不像个疯子。有些人说他是被魔鬼附着的，然后那个使徒约翰经过仔细研究以后，他说 哎，他不是被魔鬼的灵附着，他是有神的圣灵在他里面工作的。
Some of us, when we went to university, said, you know, when I was a child, I heard this. And as I grew up, I could see a few things. When I got to university, I said, I'm just going to look more closely.
然后我们有些人呢，他们上大学的时候呢，他们就说呢，我是还是个孩子的时候，我就听说过这样的一些事情。当我开始成长的时候呢，我也看见了这样一些事情。但是现在我要来到大学了以后呢，我就要花时间仔细研究一下这件事情。
I said, I'm going to see whether these professors are real or not. So I listened to them and I watched them. It was a very, very easy experiment.
然后呢，我就说呢，我要知道这些教授们他们是不是真的。然后我观察他们，听他们说话，这是一项很容易、很容易的实验。
As I looked, it was obvious. The professors who didn't know God, they were obviously wrong. And the Bible was obviously right. And the Christians were obviously right. I looked, but it was a pretty easy experiment. The non-Christian professors couldn't measure up at all.
然后呢，实际上呢，当我做观察的时候呢，我发现呢，那些不信主的那些教授呢，他们明显是错的，然后圣经呢明显是对的，而基督徒呢，也是明显是对的。对这些来说呢，不信主的这些教授呢，你发现他是错误的话呢，是非常非常容易的一个实验，也非常明显的。
And John went one step farther, and he reached out, and he touched the Lord Jesus.
然后呢，使徒约翰呢，他其实更进一步的、更深刻的去说呢，他不光是看见，他摸过主耶稣，摸了。
A lot of people say, you know, Jesus wasn't real. He was just a spirit. And he looked like a man every now and then. And John said, no, no, I touched him.I walked with him. I lay on his chest. I think he went to sleep, lying back on Jesus' chest. John touched Jesus. It wasn't a casual relationship. It was an intense relationship.
实际上呢，有些人呢说呢，主耶稣基督不是真的，他就是个灵，只是说看起来像个人。但是使徒约翰说不不不，这个不是这样的，因为我是亲手摸过主耶稣的，我甚至说是晚上呢，我都靠着他的胸睡觉，我通常呢就是依靠在他的胸口，所以主耶稣基督他是完完全全真实的。
And so verse 1 ends with the lovely line, this we proclaim concerning the word of life.
因为这里呢，第二节做出一个呢，非常，就是说就这个结论，这生命呢，我们也看过，现在做见证，彰显给我们那永恒的生命，传给你。
He said, because I've heard it and seen it and examined it.And touched it, I am going to tell you about it. I'm going to proclaim to you.
因为这里呢讲到的呢就是说呢因为我看见了听见了亲手摸过了，所以呢这样我要将我所看见的所听见的传给你们。
Now he says, what was it that I heard and saw and examined and touched?He says, what it was is none other than the word of life.
而这里呢就是说呢，我所听见的，我所看见的，我所研究过的，我所摸过的，这到底是什么呢？所以我要给你们看到的确确实实就是生命的永恒的生命。
So what is life all about?
那么生命是关于些什么的呢？
Give me one word. that describes what life is all about, the meaning of life, the purpose of life. What is the word of life?
能给我一个解释，就是说这个生命的意义到底什么？生命到底所有的生命它是些什么？
John says that simple. The word is Jesus.
那个约翰说的非常简单，这句话就是主耶稣。
That's the conclusion he reached. He listened. He saw. He examined. He touched.He said, listen, this is Jesus. He's the word of life. Listen to him. Watch him. Examine him. Touch him. He is the word of life.
使徒约翰说，但是这个是非常简单，我听过了，我看见过了，我研究过了，我摸过了。这个呢，所有的这些生命是生命的道是什么呢？生命的道就是主耶稣基督，他是真实的。
So it's no surprising that he says, I'm going to keep writing about him.
因为大家都不觉得奇怪，他为什么要一直写主耶稣。
He wrote the gospel. He wrote the revelation. But he's writing now about Jesus because Jesus is the word of life.
然后呢，他写了约翰福音，他写了启示录。然后呢，他现在在写主耶稣，在这个呢，他所写的就是主耶稣，就是生命的道。
Verse 2 says that life appeared. Jesus actually took upon himself a body so we could see him. That life appeared.
第二个呢，第二节说呢，这生命已经显现出来了。实际上呢，主耶稣基督他实际上他已经他曾经道成肉身，他出现了。
Then he says, we have seen it with our eyes, and we testify to it with our mouth, and we proclaim to you that eternal life.
实际上第二节说呢，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
There's a bit of a distinction here between the word testify and proclaim.
这里呢，有一点点的区别，关于见证和宣传。
To testify basically means to tell anybody who might ask.
这个见证呢，就是说呢，基本上假设任何会问这个问题的人，你就回答他。
To proclaim is to tell people who don't ask.
那个宣传呢，就是在基本上去向那些都不问的那些人跟他们讲。
Okay, they're not asking, but we're answering. We're going to tell them about Jesus, even if they don't ask.
他们并没有问，但是呢，我们告诉他们答案。就算他们不问，我们也要去告诉他们我们的主耶稣基督是谁。
And he says, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
这里讲的呢，我给你们传过来的就是呢，这就是彰显给我们的永恒的生命传给你们。
So Vic is an editor.
因为呢，老王呢，他是个编辑。
And Vic's job often was to look at something else that somebody wrote, and then write a parallel to make it even better. The editor takes a look at something and then rewrites it to make it better.
老王是个编辑，那编辑的工作呢，就是说呢，别人交给他的一段文章呢，他来看一下，然后呢，做一些编辑，编辑能让这段文章呢，看起来比原来的意思更好。
And I think that if I were to be an editor of this particular paragraph, I would change something.
我认为呢，如果刚才我们读的这一段文章呢，如果我是编辑的话呢，我会改一些东西。
I would put a capital letter for the E in the word eternal, And I would put a capital letter for the L in the word life.
然后呢，我会把这个永恒的那个一呢改成大写，然后我会把生命的那个 L 呢改成大写。
How many names does Jesus have?
我们的主耶稣基督到底有多少名字？
Lots of names. What is one of his names?
主耶稣基督有很多很多的名字，那么其中一个名字是什么呢？
His name is the eternal life.
他的名字呢就是永恒的生命。
That's what it says, isn't it? We proclaim to youThe eternal life, which was with the Father. Jesus was with the Father. What's his name? The eternal life.
这就是这里所讲的，这里所写彰显给你，给我们那永恒的生命传给你们，它是和父在一起的。
Why do we get excited about him?
我们为什么为此感到兴奋？
You can't do any better than the eternal life. If you can get that, you got something.
如果呢，你没有任何东西，你可以比你得到永恒的生命更好。
Verse 3 says, We proclaim to you what we have heard, seen and heard. Why? So that you also may have fellowship with us.
第三节是我们所将所看见的、所听见的传给你们。为什么呢？是你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。
Okay. Why does John tell us all this? He says, listen, I want you to come. I want you to be part of the blessings that I have got, that we have got because of that eternal life.
那个约翰使徒约翰为什么要告诉我们？他说：“我告诉你们呢，就是要你来到我们这里，得到我所得到的赐福，得到我们所得到的赐福，就是和那个永恒的生命有份儿。”
There are many groups in the world that you cannot get into unless you've got something special.
在那个世界上呢，有很多的组织呢，你基本上你进不去，除非你有什么特别的成就。
Very often there are groups in the world where rich people are. You and I can't get in. We're not rich enough.
通常呢，在世界上呢，有很多那些富人的组织，就是有钱人的组织。就是你我呢，基本上加入不进去，因为我们没有那么足够的有钱。
Other groups we can't get in because we're not smart enough.
有些组织呢，你加入不了，因为你不足够的聪明。
Other groups you can't get in because you're not a good enough athlete.
因为那其他的人呢，有些组织你加入不了，因为你不是一个很好的运动员。
And Peter and John and others could have said, you know, we were with the Lord Jesus. We were with him for 3 years, and we were a wonderful group.
然后呢，彼得和约翰呢，他们说呢，我们和那个主耶稣基督在一起，我们是一个非常奇妙的组织。
And they could have said, unfortunately, there's no way you can get into that group. We were the best people. We were the good people. We were the blessed people. You couldn't join our group.
他呢，很有可能呢，就说呢，你根本加入不了我们这个组织，因为我们都是很好的人，我们都是很优秀的人。我们都是得到赐福的人，所以你根本没有足够优秀、足够好的可以加入我们这个组织。
John said, "This is a marvelous group, and the only reason I'm writing to you is you can get into it too."
史蒂约翰说呢，这个是一个非常神奇的组织。我写这封信给你的唯一的原因呢，就是你读了以后呢，你也可以加入这个组织。
Okay, the invitation is simple. You can come. You can be part of it. You can get the blessing. You can get the joy. You can get your sins forgiven. John says, I'm writing to you so that you will come. Keep coming. Come, this is marvelous. Come.
这个邀请呢是非常简单的，说你来，你来了以后呢，你可以得到赐福，你可以得到喜乐，你可以加入我们，你的罪可以得到赦免。然后我们这是一个非常神奇的组织，一个很好的组织，你来，你来加入我们。我写信的目的就是让你们加入我们。
So I think one day when I'm in heaven, I'll walk down the street and I'll see three men there, Peter and James and John.
然后有一天呢，我去到天堂的时候呢，当我去到天堂的有一天，我会走在街上，让我会看见三个人。第一个人呢就是彼得、约翰还有雅各。
And I think I'll say to them, excuse me, but can I join you? I'd like to walk along with you and talk with you.
然后呢，我会跟他们说呢，我说啊，不好意思，我可以加入你们吗？我可以跟你们一起走路吗？我可以和你们一起交谈吗
？And what are they going to say to me？
他们会怎么对我说呢
？They're going to say, "Come on in, Harold. You're one of us."
他会说呢
？Yes, you come in. You sit down. You walk with us. We're happy to have you in our group. Wow.
那那个。他们会说呢，来吧 ，Harold， 你是我们的人，你跟我们一起走吧，跟我们一起交谈吧，跟我们一起坐一下，因为我们欢迎你。哇。
Okay, but the verse goes on and says, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
第三节继续说呢，那个真正的这个。那个友谊呢，是我们与父和他儿子主耶稣基督相交的。
So if I'm walking along the street in heaven one day, and I see God and Jesus walking along the street,
然后有一天呢，我去了天堂，在天堂呢，我在街上看见神和主耶稣基督一起在行走。
What am I going to say?
我会怎么说
？I'm going to say, excuse me, but can I walk along with you?
我会说
，God and Harold walk down the street in heaven.
然后我就说呢，不好意思，我可以和你们一起走吗？然后你就会看见神呢，主耶稣基督啊，还有 Harold 一起在天堂的街道上走。
And what are they going to say?
他们会怎么说呢
？Yes, Harold, you have fellowship with us. You're one of us. We're all part of that wonderful group. Imagine me being invited to have fellowship with the apostles and to have fellowship with God and His Son.
然后呢，他就说，哎 ，Harold， 你来吧，因为你跟我们有这样的亲密的关系，你去想象一下，当 Harold 去到天堂的时候呢，他和那些使徒们，还有神和神他的儿子有那样亲密的关系，他们能够在街上一起行走在天堂上。
Are we not all the same? If we love the Lord Jesus Christ, if we've accepted Him as Savior, we become part of His family.
我们大家是不是都是一样的呢？如果我们相信主耶稣基督，我们接受他为我们救主，我们所有的人都是神的家庭成员的一部分。
How's all that going to happen?
那么这些会怎么去发生呢
？Well, that's what this book of 1 John is all about. That's what he says. I'm writing this to you so that you can have fellowship with us and with our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这就是这一封书信所有的他要说的要讲的，就是说如果你来，你跟我们在一起，你就会和所有的我们的人，我们的这些使徒们都有亲密关系，甚至你与神和他的儿子主耶稣基督都有亲密的关系。
So the question is, why is he doing all this?
问题是他为什么做这么多呢？
And the answer, verse 4 is, we write this unto you to make your joy complete.
答案是在第四节，我将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
You have joy?
你有喜乐吗？
You have complete joy?
你有完完全全的喜乐。
How do you get it? Where are you going to get it?
你是从哪里得到这些喜乐的？你从哪里怎么得到的？
You're going to get it in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the eternal life. And you'll get it in fellowship with his people and in fellowship with himself. And when you do, you will get fullness of joy.
你呢？从这里，你从哪里得到？你从主耶稣基督得到的，因为主耶稣基督他是生命的道。如果你得到的这样的道呢，你就和他所有的那些使徒们都有亲密的关系，然后呢，你和神和主耶稣基督他自己都有亲密的关系。这样的话呢，你得到了充充足足的喜乐。
Well, frankly, that's a pretty good introduction, isn't it?
就坦率地说，这个前面的介绍是一个非常好的介绍，是不是？
So that's such a good introduction that you'll want to read ahead now and find out how it happens.
所以呢，这个介绍呢这么好，所以呢你想继续读下去，你想读到下面到底发生了什么？
All right, let's pray the Lord will bless us.
我们来祷告，主会赐福给我们。
Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the blessings that you give us.
对主啊，我们要为您的美善献上感恩，我们要感谢您赐给我们所有的赐福。
We thank you for the promises of the Word of God.
我们要向神的应许也献上感恩。
And Lord, we pray that you will bless us in such a way that we might begin to knowThe fullness of joy, the completeness of joy that comes in and through Jesus only.
你主啊，求你像这样的一个方式来赐福给我们，所以我们可以得到呢完完全全充充足足的喜乐。这些喜乐呢，仅仅只能从我们主耶稣基督那里得到。
And we give thanks again now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.